Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. What a show this has been. You name another show that within 45 minutes has Jake Rosenberg on it and Herb from the Northeast.
Yep. And Cowboy Jim. And a Blue Chew commercial.
Yeah.
Don't forget about Broads was mixed in there.
Oh, yeah, right. Broads.
We went dumb, incredibly smart, back to dumb.
Yep.
And we're right back in line heading into the 5 o'clock hour.
Yeah. Why don't you take it away, Jack?
Each the five.
Number five.
At five.
Five.
With Jack Fritz.
Oh, five. Beautiful five.
So there's a lot of WIP that we have to get to the bottom of.
Mm-hmm.
And including more things that happened today.
Okay.
And here are the five things we need to get to the bottom of at WIP. Number five is how sick was Rod Lakin on Monday? Have you seen a quicker bounce back?
Yeah, he wasn't sick at all on Tuesday.
He was perfectly fine. No sniffles.
No cough.
I didn't bring this up on the air. He walked past me.
Yeah.
Or he was walking towards me in the hallway here. Gave a little cough. And I was like, would you stop milking it?
Yeah.
I mean, now he's just doing a performative act.
Yeah, it's like I said, when you call in to call out sick of work and you really pour it on him. Come on, Rod.
I know. It's a little much.
Yeah.
Perfectly fine by Tuesday. Had a great time at Birdstown Hall yesterday.
Yeah, just take a day off instead of insulting us with the I'm sick thing.
Instead of thinking we're a bunch of morons, just say you're a little tired after your Clearwater trip.
Yeah, I had way too good a time in Clearwater. You know, I need to sleep it off today.
Just the old sleep it off.
Be honest with us. Be honest. Don't lie.
We've all been there.
Liar.
The fourth thing at WIP that we have to get to the bottom of, and I've been feeling this one for a little bit, but it started to percolate a little more yesterday. Does Hugh like me?
No.
Yeah, I feel like I always get the side eye from me. Like, he's always judging me on something. And I feel like me and him may get off to not a hot start, and like I need everyone to like me. I don't know if that's obvious.
Yeah.
Well, if you need everybody to like you, you need to start being a little better.
out there. I get there's going to be haters, but
I'm in here.
No, everyone like most people. Like
well,
me.
But
Hugh doesn't like me, right? We can be fair. Probably not.
No, I'm not going to say he doesn't like you. He's skeptical of you.
Yes.
You know, you and your Fritz act. Does not necessarily land with everyone.
Well, you take these shots.
Yes.
This isn't a shot. This is a...
No, not this shot, but you'll take shots at Hugh.
Yes.
And then...
Does she do anything for us?
And like that.
Yeah.
And then you'll wander around the halls just being like, oh, I'm just little Jack. I'm just being silly.
But just joking.
I mean...
We're all having a good time.
You just gave Broads that's why we're here and you're not.
Yeah.
I mean, that's, you know...
Well...
Well, I tapped you yesterday, and that's why I was like, all right, enough is enough. Yeah. Yeah. Even I felt that on my right side. I'm like, this might have gone a little further than we all anticipated.
Wait, was that when he did the "You've been in one more Super Bowl than I have"?
Well, he started it.
Yeah.
Well, it was prior to that, but yeah, that was Jack's landing shot. And that's when I was like, okay, enough is enough.
Yeah, man. that one was like even for me, and I. You know, I played Jack some audio of other radio shows I've been on years ago, which are pretty nasty. Even for me, the Super Bowl shot was...
I didn't want to do it.
Yeah.
I didn't want to do it. I know that's low.
Well, I'm going to just tell you. You better keep it in your holster when it comes to me with that.
Yeah.
Although I would be the one that could actually take it with no problem.
Yes, you can take
it. Yes, I would take it with no problem.
That's a big woman got to get to the bottom of.
Well, I don't think we need to. I think we're at the bottom of it.
I think we're at the bottom of it. I'm just saying it's a relationship that's still in progress. Yeah, it's a working relationship.
Well, have fun.
See, you and Hugh, maybe the next time that we're all staying in the city one night, maybe you two should go to the movies instead of me and Hugh, and so you guys can bond.
Exactly.
You guys need a bonding night. I feel like that night was really good for me and Hugh.
Yeah, it didn't work out for us in New Orleans. What did you not? You not connect in New Orleans?
I didn't feel it. It's all right. One step at a time. One day.
Okay. All right.
Team Hugh. The third thing in WIP that we need to get to the bottom of is after listening to Joe Banner this morning and after listening to Jake Rosenberg, does Elliot Shore Parks understand the cap at an NFL GM level?
Well, certainly not at a GM level.
No. I think Jake sort of seemed offended by that. And then he took a shot at the rest of the league, by the way. What was apparent to me?
That was his way of saying he should be a GM somewhere.
Yes.
Well, I think he's definitely, the Jags GM, I think, has annoyed a lot of people. The 34-year-old?
Yeah, but he's been at the head of scouting for the Rams for 4 years.
Scout
or something.
What? He's like a beanpole.
Well, it's not a player.
Nothing physical for him.
Yeah, I don't look at Howie. No, I'm being honest. No offense. Right, I mean, look at me. I'm not saying anything different, but. What I will say about this, about the Jake Rosenberg interview and Elliot, is that it did sort of confirm Elliot's proposition that they could make room if they wanted to.
Which is a big step for Elliot.
Now, the question is, could Elliot do it? And the answer to that is
that
no.
Is definitely no,
He would just call Jake or Howie and say, how do I do this? He would just do the Howie thing or whatever.
Yeah, he'd hire Jake Rosenberg to do all that cap nonsense.
Yeah.
The second thing at WIP that we have to get to the bottom of is why has Ike developed a sharp tongue towards the Phillies? I've noticed an increase in sharp tongueness.
Really?
I'm going to be on their throat all year long. And I feel like it's a lot of Ike. Jack takes all these shots at the Phillies, or at the Eagles. When are you going to stand up and attack the baseball team? That's what I'm sensing from that chair in there.
Ike, your thoughts?
You know what? Could that be happening subconsciously? Maybe. I don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe it could. I'm a Phillies guy.
I know. I just there's been a development. Of That's, a little
yeah,
bit
he's
of a
so
sharp
used
tongue.
To me being on board with everything.
Yes. Right. Yeah.
He's holding them accountable. You won't.
I've developed a sharp tongue towards the Phillies.
Slightly.
I didn't realize that.
I think.
Slightly?
Well, look. Jack,
well, here's the thing.
Yeah.
The honeymoon certainly is over where we're just flowers and balloons everywhere, man.
They're still the best, though.
Well, so. But here's the thing with the Phillies is I think what Ike is not going to allow them to do, and I give him credit, is normally when a team besides the Eagles in Philadelphia doesn't perform up to our expectations, it just sort of floats in the background.
Yeah.
And instead of everybody being mad or holding them to account, they just sort of ignore it.
Mm-hmm.
Ike's not going to let that happen with the Philadelphia Phillies.
No, not anymore.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Had a good run. Now it's time to produce.
Yeah, really. Yeah. I know. Like you already got your
Super
Bowl.
Does this mean I'm going to have an issue with you all summer?
We're monitoring. we're just monitoring.
Does this mean I'm going to show up on the top five more this summer?
Well, that's all he's got.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. This is what this is going to turn into.
It's going to be fine, but watch it. The number one, though, thing at WIP that we need to get to the bottom of, and this was brought up last segment with Broads, but can Spike really do 250 push-ups? Now, Hugh threw out the challenge flag earlier today on the Midday Show.
He
actually didn't hear it. Is that why the challenge flag is in here?
Yes.
What a Lakin's huge idea. This is the first time I've seen the challenge flag thrown.
Exactly. And
what did Hugh say exactly?
Well, Moshe cut it up, right?
Okay.
And he's like, it's in your folder. 4.5 minutes.
Most. Oh, wow.
Like, 4.5 minutes. Can someone have an ear around here?
Well, can Morgenstern listen to it and find the good part or something? Because I'd love to respond to this.
Yeah, well.
Because I heard.
Well, it's too late now.
It's fine,
I guess.
We get the general premise.
Yeah, is Hugh doesn't think I can do 250
push-ups.
That's
the challenge, yeah.
Yeah. Well,
I mean, this is all, you're going to have to do these push-ups.
Well,
I've offered, and you guys tell me no every time.
Well, the question now is, I don't know how many people actually believe you can do them.
I can.
Is it unanimous that most people here at the station believe that Spike can't do 250 push-ups?
No one believes he can do that. Yeah,
that's what I'm saying.
And again, I want to be clear to the audience, and I've been clear this entire time. I don't do 250 in a row.
Right,
yeah, I do sets of 50, and when I do them in the morning, it's usually while I'm walking. So over 70 minutes, I'll do.
You walk and stop and do push-ups?
Yeah, I'll do them on the side of the road, like on the sidewalk.
Psycho.
Yeah.
Wow. I know, with the full arm tats, he's on the side of the road.
Usually what
push-ups.
I'll do is before I start my walk, I'll do 50 at home.
Okay.
And then I'll do 3 sets or something while I'm walking.
Okay.
And then before I shower, I'll do a couple more. I'll do one more at home.
Okay.
And that's what I do. It's usually about over 70 minutes or so, and I do 50 each time.
So I would ask you to take your shirt off, because there should be some sort of definition to your chest and your arms. There should be some definition. If you're doing 250 every day.
Do you want me to take my shirt off?
Do we?
Look. What I guess what I'm saying, first of all, it doesn't. Like, the reason
I'd be able to look at your chest and I could tell if that chest.
Well, you're going to say
push-ups.
No.
Well, no, if it looks like you've been doing push-ups, I'd say yes.
And the reason I do push-ups is I can't lift weights because of my back, so I do core exercise. So I do planks and I do push-ups, which are good for your core.
Yeah.
You feel this? Feel? I want you to feel that right there. Feel that core. Slap on it right there.
Oh, yeah, that's solid.
See?
Solid.
Is it?
Well, it's much solider than mine.
See?
Believe me, I wouldn't let you do that to my stomach.
Yeah, that's all I'm saying. I'm sick of the disrespect, especially from you. And here's the other thing. I can do more push-ups than you. I guarantee you I can do more push-ups than you.
That sounds like a challenge.
Well, he's a big guy. It's harder to... Certainly
more weight for him to push up.
Yes. The one thing I would add in my favor here is it's a lot easier to push up the 150-some pounds than it is 250-some pounds. I don't know what you weigh.
I would agree.
You know?
That's being kind.
It's easier. That's what I'm saying.
I think you weigh more than 250.
Well, I don't know what anybody weighs. Breaking news.
The Eagles have made a signing.
Oh!
Former Giant.
Oh!
Adoree Jackson.
Oh, I remember Adoree Jackson.
Yeah,
he's a fast guy like seven years ago.
Yeah, I was going to say that was a long time ago. Yeah, Tennessee drafted him first.
Yeah.
Well, Saquon's making moves.
Yeah. No Azeez Ojulari, though, huh?
No,
that's the wrong
Azeez.
Giant.
Yeah, that would have been good. Well, the other Giant, Darius Slayton hasn't signed anywhere, has he? Receiver?
I don't think he has. Signed back with the Giants.
Oh, did he sign back with the Giants?
Yeah.
For more money than Saquon signed here.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Gets worse and worse.
He's younger.
Yeah, it's just crazy that they're like, we can't sign Saquon.
I see what you're saying. Yeah.
You know? And,
yes.
Yeah. And then Daniel Jones signed with the Colts, right? 1 year, $14 million.
Giants still don't have a quarterback.
They do not. And there's in New York, the Aaron Rodgers
waiting
rumors.
On the mushroom, man. Them in Pittsburgh. I mean, Mike Tomlin, he ought to have his head examined sitting around waiting for Aaron Rodgers.
Well, also, if you're Aaron Rodgers, why are you going to the Giants over the Steelers? First of all, if you're the Giants, why would you sign Aaron Rodgers? You just saw what happened.
Mm-hmm.
In the same stadium, in the same city, it was a disaster with the Jets, a more talented team than the Giants are. So if you're the Giants, why are you signing with Aaron Rodgers? And if you're Aaron Rodgers and you have a choice between the Steelers and the Giants, Steelers can be a good team if you are a good quarterback.
Yes.
A playoff team at the very least.
Did he say he wanted to play 2 more years?
I don't know.
Is he looking for a multi? He might be looking for a multi.
Maybe it's a money thing.
Yeah, might be.
And the Giants are desperate. You probably get more money out of the Giants, would be my guess. This hour is sponsored by Guided Door and Window. Get 20% off all windows and doors with no money down. Up to 6 years to pay it off interest-free. Call Guided Door and Window today at 877-GO-GUIDA or visit goguida.com.
One final thing on A-Rod.
Yeah.
Word is he's waiting on his Minnesota, waiting on the Vikings to sort of show interest in him.
Interesting. So he can do the full Favre.
Yes. So he can do the full Favre thing. Not only that, going from the Jets to Minnesota, but also he's blocking J.J. McCarthy.
Right.
for playing.
Yeah. If you're the Vikings, that's a weird...
I wouldn't do it.
You got to... If you're the Vikings and you're not exactly sure on J.J. McCarthy beginning of the year, you got to get a guy who's not going to throw a temper tantrum if you bench him halfway through the year. Like what Cousins did in Atlanta. Yep. They put Penix in, and he was totally cool about it. You know, you need a QB like that.
That's not Aaron Rodgers.
No.
No, he's not doing that.
No. Wow, Minnesota.
You sign Aaron Rodgers. He's your starter as long as he's healthy.
Wow,
or you have to release him.
What a disastrous signing that would be for Minnesota, I think,
too. Yeah, I wouldn't do it. I wouldn't do it if I was Minnesota. Now, Steelers, yes. Not Minnesota.
Might as well.
Yeah, Steelers, yeah, sure. Yeah.
215-592-9494. Chuck in Mount Airy, you're on WIP. What's up, Chuck?
Fellas, what's up, fellas? What's going on?
What's up, dude?
What's up, Chuck?
Hey, Jack, man, don't worry about Hugh not liking you, man. Everybody not going to like you in life. You understand?
Yeah,
but... I don't like Spike, but, you know, we managed to get through a show together. You know what I mean? That's just simple as that. In life, everybody's not going to like you. You just got to live with it. As long as they respect you, that's the thing.
Well, I don't think there's much of that there. Yeah.
He respects you, man. Come on.
Oh, yeah. Get him on the polygraph.
Listen, let me say this. I was waiting for level. Looking at something earlier, right, about the Phillies. And the Phillies are going to be a good thing for the summertime. I'll tell you why. Because you get to drink beer and watch them in the bar. That's it. It's going to be a good watch for the summer. Now, I mean, I don't feel bad. I'm with you, right? They had your chance.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They had their chance. And it's all, you know, and everybody's trying to revamp them. They are done. They are done. The Phillies are done. They're done deal.
Bandwagon Chuck.
They're the second best team in baseball.
What'd you say, Spike?
I said bandwagon Chuck.
See, you were saying some smart shit, smart stuff yesterday.
Whoa, you get that?
I catch myself. Some smart stuff yesterday. I ain't say nothing to you. But here's the thing, though, right?
Yeah.
I'm not a bandwagon jumper. I'm not none of that. I just call a spade. And with new information comes new takes. Okay.
Yeah.
Phillies have had the opportunity and their window have closed.
Okay.
Okay. And now listen, I'll tell you something about Bryce Harper.
Yeah.
You say every reason why I don't criticize Bryce Harper.
Yeah.
Well, Bryce Harper is the single reason why the Phillies are where they are right now. Why we're talking about the Phillies right now.
That's not true,
so
though.
Why would you?
One baseball player can't make a team win 95 games.
But here's the thing, right? One baseball player can catapult you to a championship. You understand what I'm saying?
Well, then why hasn't Bryce Harper catapulted them to a championship?
Because Trey Turner stinks.
Okay.
Right?
So one player can't catapult a team to a championship.
You asked this guy about Starburst at an interview, and you want to give Bryce stuff after you just interviewed the guy. To me, that's coward behavior.
What are you talking about?
Shit, you know what I'm talking about.
What are you talking about? I interviewed Trey Turner for 20 minutes and asked him about everything. And at the very end, because the guy likes candy, I asked him a 10-second question. What did you want?
People are not over that one, by the way.
Well, two people. Chuck, who's grasping at straws, and Scott from King of Prussia. You just told me a player in baseball can launch a team to a championship. I asked you then, why hasn't Bryce done that? And you said Trey Turner. So I guess one player can't launch a team to a championship.
Well, he got him as close as he could. I mean, it's Trey Turner. This guy... You know, he comes here with all his cachet.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I remember Jack asked me, you ever seen Trey Turner hit a baseball? I'll never forget him asking me that. You know, and this guy stinks. You know, we've done nothing but give him standing ovations. Then you got one guy, he's crying in a bullpen. You know what I mean? How are we supposed to believe in this team? You got one guy who wants to lead off. He's a fat slob, a bear, you know, he's like a bear, wants to lead off. You know what I mean? It's like, come on, man.
But he's a really good player.
You know, then you got the manager. He doesn't want to make adjustments. You know.
What adjustments you want him to make?
He doesn't make. Listen, Jack, if you go back to those playoff games, they could have won that World Series against Houston if he made a few adjustments. He didn't make any adjustments.
Yeah, he should have told them to run the ball.
You know what I mean? And what they need to do is get a first baseman. You know, see, I don't like pretending I know baseball in March. I really like pretending I know baseball in October. But since we ain't got nothing to talk about, I'll call up here and I'll call up and talk about baseball with you guys. You know what I'm saying? So what they need to do is move Bryce out to the field because he's willing to do that because he's a team player like he's always been and get somebody like Vlad Guerrero there. But, you know, the Phillies aren't diverse. They don't have a lot of diversity, man. Get some of those Dominican guys, one of the Japanese guys, you know what I mean, and put them all together, man.
Mm-hmm.
They got all these cornballs on the team. You know what I mean? They're not striking hard, man. You know what I mean? These guys got one more chance this year to do it. And if they don't do it this year, they're just the low old Phillies. You know what I'm saying? That couldn't get it done. And Jay Rose said it best. They living off of their past, and they need to win something for them to live off of the past or off the future that they got right now. You know what I'm saying? Or else they're done. That's it, man. Trey Turner is washed, man. That guy, I don't know what's up with him. He look good now. But you can't count on that guy, man. You can't count on Trey Turner. Then he don't want to move from shortstop. He stinks at shortstop. You know what I mean? He should want to move a shortstop to help the team.
So what shortstop should they get?
Well, I don't know none of those guys, man. I don't know anything better than Trey Turner at shortstop. You know what? They got a shortstop on the team. The guy from last year. You know what I mean? What's his name?
Sosa. Sosa.
Go ahead. Yeah, put him in there.
Okay.
You know what I mean? That guy needs a shortstop.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's all you got to do. But Trey Turner is selfish. He's a selfish guy, and he doesn't want to do what the team needs for him to do. And he's not that good. He's not even that good, man. I'm telling you, that guy stinks, man. And that's the bottom line. And he's going to let you down again this year. And I'm telling you, Bryce's going to do nothing but hang his head like he always do. And he's going to put his arm around Brome and say, oh, it's going to be okay. Don't cry in the dugout. You know what I mean? You're a grown man getting paid millions of dollars crying in the dugout. Get your head out of your ass, man. That's all I got to say about the Phillies, man.
All right,
you know what I mean? I hope they do well. Don't try to rush me off, Spike.
I'm not rushing you off. It's just chump. I'm a chump.
You sit up there. You try to sit there and try to corrupt Jackhead. You know, try to get him to turn against Bryce. And Bryce, and
no one's trying to turn against Bryce. But the comment is about you, not about Bryce.
Him against Bryce. What you say about me? You can't say nothing about me. What you say about
I
me?
I said it on the air. I don't talk about you once the mic goes off. I don't even think about you.
Why do you got to sound so hostile, man?
Why do I have to sound hostile? Is Chuck from Mount Airy asking me why I sound hostile?
Yeah, why you not? This is the way I talk. Why you used to it by now?
This is the way I talk, buddy. So
why you used to it by now?
I'm used to it.
You can't.
When you do this rap, it's just like it's boring to me. It's just boring. It's like you got one like bit or whatever. I just like when you're diverse, as you say. So.
Well, what's boring to you?
What's that?
I'm not here to entertain you.
Yes, you are.
You don't mean that much to me to entertain you.
Well, you're the one that calls my show, buddy.
Yeah, well, yeah, it's your show now, but this show was the number one show before you got on the air.
It was.
Just remember that.
It was.
You know what I mean?
Ooh, boy.
Jack was number one before you got on the air.
It was.
You ain't nothing special.
It was. It was.
All right?
Yep.
Always remember that.
Yep, I do.
Do me a favor.
I do.
You go over to the Ben Franklin Bridge. Why don't you just go hop over it one day?
Well, are you
never come back?
Hey, Chuck, just last question. When you go to Six Flags and you go up to the big roller coaster, are you allowed to ride it?
I'm allowed to ride it with your wife.
No. Oh, there it is. I got him. All right, there it is. Real quick, this is what Hugh said about me on the midday show today.
Yes. You know, Spike's a little dude. I think it was Kyle or somebody said, you know, he does 250 push-ups a day. I was like, no, he don't. Can't. Because he has no muscle tone. Like, there's no muscles.
So you're challenging the idea that Spike
200, if he can give me, he said he does it every day, and I don't know if he's listening or not, give me 250 push-ups right now before the show.
He did say he doesn't do them all at once. 50
oh, he said 50
pop.
At a clip. I kind of assumed that. Yeah. I assumed that. But, dude, you doing 50 push-ups at a pop, you should have some chest. Like you know what I mean? You got to have some kind of muscle tone for that. And I know he's a little guy, and he's not pushing up as much weight as me. But, dude, he ain't got no muscle tone.
Yeah, well, the thing about us featherweights, there's not that much weight to push.
Yeah, it is, but you would think that if you're doing 250 push-ups a day, dog, you're gonna see some muscles. He ain't got no muscles.
Hugh's going to see my muscle, I'll tell you that.
Oh, God. Man,
knock that
out.
Guy right out.
Yeah. He's shaking in his shorts right now.
I bet he is. I bet he's charging the battery of his car somewhere, nervous as heck. Oh, man. Boy, oh, boy. Okay. Well, I actually have I have a conflict about how I feel watching one of our teams here in Philadelphia. And I'll present it to you, Ike. I'll present it to you, Jack. And I don't know if it's the right way to feel. And it's the first time I've ever felt that way about a team. And we'll talk about it next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I cried out, heaven save me, but I'm down to one last breath. And will it let me say, let me say, hold me now. I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking maybe 6 feet ain't so far down. Hold me now. I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking maybe 6 feet ain't so far down. I'm so far down.
It's a WIP afternoon show. The Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Nice little sing-along yesterday at McGurk's and Royer's Ford.
Yeah.
For 530 Creed.
Appreciate the heads up, Jack.
Yeah, no.
Oh, did you not, give Ike?
Yeah, no. Well, back? Listen, thought him just about.
What is wrong with him?
Yeah.
I'm
literally standing right outside the door, too.
Inside the producer booth, all right? So I ordered dinner for Jill and I so I could take home. So I was trying to talk to him about in the Aramark building in the break, and then but while we were back for 530 Creed.
He's unbelievable, man.
How many priorities do you have before the show? Show's 4 hours, bro. Four hours.
I was trying to get it so that when we get off the air, I go down, pick it up, and grab it, and go right to my car.
It's 4 hours, bro.
It's called timing.
It's 4 hours between ordering dinner and your little coffee and farting in the hallways or whatever.
Yeah, meanwhile, he's been giving me a 30-second heads up since he started being the producer.
Yep,
like
I know. No, I'm not making an excuse for it.
Okay.
And I'm not making an excuse for the situation that stinks out there either. I meant to do that in my booth.
Oh, that was you?
Oh, no, it was definitely him.
Yeah.
Dude.
You almost killed Justin.
Dude, it was brutal. I walked through it, and Justin came out of the little cove there.
Bad idea.
I was like, yo, somebody over there. And he said, I wasn't even out there. I'm like, I'm not saying it was you.
Yeah, right.
The backup studio that Rod usually sits in, the window is melted.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't tell you. Sometimes like, the pasta is red sauce. Just doesn't hit my sit the same way. Yeah, no, it's on me. It hasn't been a great first day. I'm letting everyone know. Hugh hates me. I am gassing up the joint. They didn't let Ike know. I didn't have the jingle ready for Blue Chews.
Yeah, you really have had a rough day today, bro. Seriously.
Well, Rosenberg fried my brain.
You better bring it tomorrow.
Where?
This show, you got to bring it.
Listen, my off days are still at least a solid B plus. Yeah, like at least solid B plus.
Dude, that stunk out there.
No,
I didn't even go down there.
Yeah, well, listen, I went to get in my studio because usually it's okay to do in here.
Yeah, the hot box.
Yeah. That's on me too.
Exactly. You got a whole studio in there to yourself.
Well,
nobody has to smell you but you.
Truthfully, it was so bad.
Yeah, when it came out the studio.
That in that studio, I'm worried something would have happened to the equipment.
It smelled.
Yeah, I did not even go down there. As soon as Justin said, what happened? I was like, oh, that was Jack. I'm like, oh, yeah, I know that was Jack.
It smelled like there's a dead body out there.
No, I know. I don't know what to tell you.
No shame.
Well, of course it's shameful, but it's on me. It's on me. Pasta and red sauce.
You got a real problem.
Pasta and red sauce.
See, Brussels.
I just know. I know you saw the doctor about your levels or whatever. Should see another doctor about what is going on.
Inside there, man.
Yeah.
We're cleaned out. We're cleaning out.
Yeah. I don't. It's rotten in there.
Barrett Brooks said I look great today. He said you're down 20. Everyone's talking about it.
Okay. Yeah. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Mark's Jewelers are jewelers, not just jewelry resellers. Experience the difference at marks-jewelers.com. Final count on what you want the Eagles to do with their abundance of draft picks, 54%. Want you to trade some of them for an established player or move up in the draft, 46% say to hold on to them and develop the players. 215-592-9494. Dennis in Newtown, you're on WIP.
Yeah, wow, this has been an eventful show.
Dude,
I was on hold. I called in just as, Jack was playing matchmaker with Herb. It was.
Oh, yes.
It was.
I'm looking at a three.
You should have seen, by the way, Herb sent a text message to Jack after that I won't even read on the air.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was something else.
Jack.
Yeah.
Jack, can you go back to the signing? We had a free agent signing. Who was that?
Dory Jackson.
Now that I know how to figure out the cap, I know why we had cap money there. That was great. Oh my God!
I know,
my head's spinning. No, I'm kidding.
Have the
with
eyes
you guys.
Gotten
my
back from the back of your head?
Yeah, he tried. And Jake was trying for us, man. He was trying for us.
Oh yeah, he was. But I'm glad the data hounds do that. I would just leave it to them.
Yeah, he was.
Don't worry about it.
He was in the smart kid class, and we were not. Yeah. He was in the special class. That's for sure.
It was fun. And then Cowboy Jim, I don't know, just can't listen to that guy. But anyway, I'm going back to your Twitter question.
Yeah.
Is it a combination of three things? Can we draft and develop? Can we sign free agents and also, maybe trade some draft picks?
Well, can
we add a third one there?
Yeah, I mean, ultimately, you want them to do all three of those things.
Right,
I think the thing that everyone's trying to struggle with, and I know Jake told us all to calm down. Jake doesn't have to do a radio show.
I'm trusting him.
Yeah,
I'm calm.
He is a smart guy for sure. I think the thing that we all look at is yes, and they did not lose their best players in free agency so far, but they did lose a number of quality, like high level contributors to the team last year, and normally. Mm-hmm. If it had just been Milton Williams, we would all look at each other and go, Jomo might step into that role. But there's so many spots that I feel like we're seeing, and we don't see on the team the natural evolution of, this guy will just take that spot, right? Like, it's probably a year too early for Jalix Hunt. It's if Keely Ringo was there, he probably would have been the backup to Slay last year. He wasn't. Isaiah Rogers was. Ringo was third in line for that.
Yep.
Safety, we saw, I don't remember the guy's name. Well,
which
Sidney,
one, Tristan McCollum?
Tristan McCollum was the guy that was there, and
he
we're all talking about Sidney Brown.
Yeah, Sidney, which, by the way,
hold on real quick,
Dennis.
Yeah.
I don't know what pictures Tristan McCollum has on people.
Yeah.
Not very many good things happen when he's out there on the field.
It wasn't. Now, that also makes you think about, like, wow, is Sidney Brown?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. How come Sidney couldn't get on the field? I have no idea.
So I think it is, like, the quantity And we're so used to this week, not forget about a star.
Right.
We're so used to seeing, oh, they got this guy for 1 year, $10 million, who was good last year. Mm-hmm. Maybe he'll be. So yeah. I think that is the urgency that everybody's feeling.
I get it, but we're only 1 week into free agency. This thing can be. Yep. This thing's going to keep going, right? This thing's going to keep going, and I guess anything can happen. And as far as the Phillies, you know, what's striking me this year, and I'm glad I'm thinking they're just. They should anyway, and I think they are. Like last year it was, oh, we're going to get off to a great start because we started slow and we want to get off to a great start and keep it there. I don't hear any chirping, and there should be no chirping. I mean, for 3 years, they failed in the offseason. They failed in the playoffs. So I think they should just shut up and play and not talk about what they're going to do.
Right.
I'm tired of hearing that. Just shut up and play. To shut up and play and get better. They're scoring a lot of runs. I get it.
55 in the last five games, Dennis.
Yeah, exactly. So a lot.
They are shutting up. They're not saying anything. Like, what are we talking about, Dennis?
Yeah.
Well, I was confused.
I want him to shut up and play.
Well,
they are. That's what I'm saying.
They are.
Yeah, well, let's good. See if it carries over into the regular season.
I hope so.
They've got to be playing some small ball with all the runs there. They're scoring.
Yeah, how much small ball is being played, Jack?
They're launching baseballs. Yeah. They are launching baseballs. Yeah. There's no small ball being played.
There you go. I rest my case. There you go. All right. Well, look, thanks for the entertainment today.
Hey, Dennis. Dennis, you got a famous uncle?
Oh, yeah. Uncle Fester.
That's the second time we got that one. But that's a good one. Uncle Fester's a good one.
Uncle Fester, man.
The Adams family.
Adams family.
Da-na-na-na.
Now, let me ask you this. Which one do you like more, the Addams Family or the Monsters?
I was a Monsters guy.
See, Herman Munster was my favorite character.
Yeah, but the wife was...
Morticia was the Addams Family, right? She was better. I thought Morticia was better looking.
Let me look it up.
Yeah, so I like the Addams Family wife. Is it Gomez? Gomez was the husband. The grandfather with the Addams Family I loved, right?
Nah, Lily Munster. I'm sorry. She was legit.
You going with Lily Munster?
Yeah, I think so.
Did you pull up Morticia?
Let me pull up
Morticia. Morticia was pretty, you know, for her to be a witch, she looked pretty good.
Hold on.
Then they had the kids. I think I liked the Munster's kids better than I did.
I'm taking
Morticia.
See, I'm taking Lily Adams. I'm taking Lily Munster over Morticia Adams.
Yeah. Now, which
hardest
one had Grandpa?
I had ever touched.
Grandpa was on the Addams Family, right?
Correct. Yeah.
I liked him. He was funny.
Yeah. He used to be on Stern all the time. Grandpa Al Lewis.
He was
a Stern regular.
Man, that was after school.
The Munsters?
Yeah, Munsters and Addams Family.
For
man.
Sure.
I used to love those two.
I got my salad, by the way. We're all good.
Got a picture with Eddie Munster? I met Eddie Munster.
I remember when he
remember that?
He used to do like the signings and all that stuff.
I was at matter of fact, Jack, out in your area, what's the bar, the popular bar out there in Westchester?
Barnaby's?
Barnaby's. That's
where you did the celebrity bartender?
Yes.
There?
That's where I met Eddie Munster.
And Eddie Munster was there?
He was there. He did a signing there a few years ago. Okay. I don't know why.
Yeah, well, listen,
I got sidetracked.
It's 5:30.
Yeah. Justin, Tennessee, you're on WIP. What's up, Justin? Would you rather have Lily Munster or Morticia Adams?
Is a ship a boat?
I'm a bit of a Morticia man myself.
Okay, that's fair.
I like the Munsters better because I like Grandpa Munster and Herman Munster better.
Yeah.
Herman tickled me death, man.
Yeah, Herman was the best character, yes.
Yeah, he was like the Al Bundy of monsters.
Yeah, he had that goofy laugh. He like,
yeah.
That tickled me death.
Yeah.
But, anyway, going to the draft class, man, you look at it, it is loaded with tackles. It is.
Oh, here we
now,
go.
I know you're asking a lot. For a rookie to come in and contribute right away. But everybody was talking like not, you know, just last year that Nolan Smith was a bust. And then he came on the scene this year and he played his ass off, especially like once BG got hurt, it was like something lit a fire under him. Man.
Yeah.
And that's when he exploded. So
easy over there, Justin.
Well, y'all talking about Morticia Adams. And
no wonder we're exploding around here. Yep.
But I still think they're going to do a veteran signing at edge rusher. I don't think they're done with this Josh, what's his name, Uche, or however you say it.
Uche.
Because,
Uche.
Yeah, I don't,
yeah.
I don't know what he's got. I know in 22 he had 12 sacks, but it's like Elliot said. I mean, you compare him and Bryce Huff, and it's almost like it's the same player. They don't want to play the run. And maybe this offseason something can light a fire into Bryce Huff's ass, and maybe Vic Fangio can kick his crack shut and get him to play the run. Who knows?
Yeah.
But I mean, that's I just like how deep the draft class is at tackle, though. I mean, just looking at it, and I don't think we're going to sit at 32. I think we trade up. I think Howie's going to use some of that ammo because you can trade confidence.
Yeah.
So I think he's going to trade up and get something. And like you said yesterday, who would have thought our first two picks in the draft last year would have been corners? Nobody.
Nobody.
You couldn't have told me our first two picks. You couldn't have told me our first pick would have been a corner. I wouldn't have believed it. And then it happened. But, man, I got something I want to tell y'all real quick. You know, with Sam Bradford, talking about a buddy of mine knew him. And he told me this story last night. And he said he was at Oklahoma. And he said, dadgum cockeyed, when he cried, the tears rolled down his back.
Aww.
Aww. He couldn't wait to tell us that one.
He's cracking himself up.
Yeah, that was a good one.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, that's a good one.
The best uncle, hands down, Uncle Jesse from Dukes of Hazzard.
You mean from Full House?
No, from Dukes of Hazzard. Yes.
Uncle Jesse's John Stamos on Full House, but the real Uncle Jesse is the uncle to Bold Luke Duke.
You're right. I couldn't remember Uncle Jesse.
That's the original Uncle Jesse.
Uncle Jesse. He kept our ass in line, boys. I'm telling you right now, he's a good man keeping them wild boys in line. But anyway, I'll get out there and let you go. I love you, I mean.
All right. There you
go. Were you a big Dukes of Hazzard guy?
I love Dukes of Hazzard. I'll wear my Dukes of Hazzard shirt. I got a Dukes of Hazzard t-shirt I found at some vintage place.
Yeah. Hey, listen.
Daisy.
Daisy Duke, for sure.
Now, Jessica Simpson is the number one Daisy Duke, by the way.
Well, listen, as a kid, everybody wanted the General Lee.
Yes.
Until we realized what the hell what the Confederate flag meant and all that.
Yeah.
intercepted by Ike Reese.
In all seriousness, we love the Dukes of Hazzard.
That was a great
Friday
show.
Night, man.
Yes.
Friday
was a
night,
great
the Dukes
show.
Of Hazzard. Bo and Luke Duke. Boss Hogg.
Boss Hogg, yeah.
Cooter.
Yep.
Come on, man. I know all of them. You remember the replacements for Bo and Luke Duke when they brought the cousins in?
No.
Yeah, they brought in two more guys when the original Bo and Luke Duke went out.
They kept the show going?
Yeah, they kept the show going.
Oh, I don't remember
and
that
they were
at
supposedly
all.
Their cousins that came in.
Oh.
Another blonde and another brunette. I
That's the end of the
though.
Show.
Yes.
That's the end of the show. Yeah.
Yes.
Bam in Upper Darby. Yep. You're on WIP. What's up, Bam?
What's up, fellas? How y'all doing?
What's up, man?
What's up, Bam?
I'm kind of upset that we got rid of CJGJ. You know why? Because I added to my tattoo collection on my back this last week. I got CJGJ jersey, just CJGJ, number 8 on my back.
Well, listen,
you
they won the Super Bowl.
CJGJ tattoo?
Well, listen, they won the Super Bowl, so.
Yeah.
Ike and Hugh on your back. I'm starting to call. That's not passing my smell test. How much space do you have on your back for all these tattoos?
I got a lot of space on my back.
All right.
I got a wide back.
Yeah, he does a lot of push-ups.
Saying that for years.
Yeah, Jack, you don't know how wide his back is.
Sorry, fellas. I wanted to come out yesterday to Birdstown Hall, but, you know, my caretaker had other plans, so I couldn't make it yesterday. But I wanted to come out.
There'll be another one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We do a lot of those things, so we'll do another one. What, do we have we'll have one at trade deadline, right? Right around there. We'll do it again. Right. So we'll be out there.
Right. Cool.
You got an uncle for us?
Yes. I don't know if it's been said yet, but Ike, this is my favorite comedian of all time, all right? Uncle Bernie Mac.
So he's going. I see where you're going with that, Bam.
So did anybody call
uncle,
him?
Yeah, he was an uncle on his show.
Oh.
So the kids that he had was his nephew and nieces, and he was Uncle Bernie to them.
Oh.
Yeah, that was.
I never watched Bernie Mac.
That's a little bit of a.
It's a little cheating.
Yeah, a little bit of
got
a cheating,
it.
Yes. But he was Uncle Bernie. He was on the Bernie Mac. Love the Bernie Mac show. Favorite comedian?
Bernie Mac was great.
Yes, sir.
Bernie Mac was great.
Now, when I say favorite comedian, I mean stand-up.
Stand-up, yeah.
Yes.
So I mentioned before that I was having a little bit of a conflict watching one of the teams. In, you know, the Sixers made their, you know, this whole era was started by them losing for a couple of years at the beginning of it. Mm-hmm. And I never cheered for the Sixers. I never like rooted for the Sixers to lose. I always felt like the Sixers were bad enough that I could, they didn't have enough talent, so I could root for them to win. They would lose enough games. We'd get whatever pick we got, whatever. So I've never done that. And I found the last two games, and specifically last night when they were down by 23 or something, and Quentin Grimes started hitting shots, that I was like actively rooting against them. And I was rooting for them to lose because of the difference it makes. If they're in that five spot, they have a 64% chance of keeping their pick. And if they're in the seven spot, which they're, you know, a game out of, they only have a 32% chance of keeping their pick.
It's a big swing.
I feel like it is bad karma to root for them to lose.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever rooted for them to lose.
That's what I'm doing now.
Expecting them to lose. And so the way I got out of that, now you're a little more invested than I am.
Yes.
Like you're heavily invested. You almost have to not pay attention.
Just not watch.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't have that option.
That way I'm not actively rooting against them. I'm hoping to look at the box score or the highlights on Comcast.
Oh, they lost.
They lost, yes. Yeah. Yes. They didn't screw up the draft pick.
Now, the one time this has happened with the Eagles is the Washington game at the end of 2020.
Right.
That's when
right.
Doug screwed the whole thing up.
Yeah.
And they pulled Jalen at halftime.
Yeah.
That whole thing was a disaster. Yeah, we could just lose a game correctly.
No.
But the thing with that is it's one game.
Right, that was only one game.
I got 18 more Sixers games left.
Is it 18 games left?
Something like that. And
wow.
I got to watch all of them. And I'm like opposite invested now, and then I'm rooting for them to lose. Yeah. And I'm going to blame, if they don't get the pick, I'm going to feel like it's because I was rooting for them to lose and it was bad mojo. And I can't not watch it. I have to watch it.
Here's where I think you'll be okay. This wasn't your intentions at the beginning.
No.
Like, this comes from a result of what has happened through the season. So you're more or less like, okay, this is the greater good for us to do it this way. Now, that's different from going into a season hoping that they lose every game for a lottery ball. Now, a lot of people were saying back then, not that I buy into it because I was part of it. I was a hinky.
Yeah.
And part of the process. But people always felt was karma that our players always got injured or we never got as far as we should have because we were losing on purpose and hoping that they would lose. This was during the I remember people would say that.
Yeah.
Like, it's best just the basketball gods aren't going to bless us with anything because we were losing on purpose.
They might have been on something.
Well, the number of teams that have done this, though, and been successful with it is like, I feel like it's more of a, and the other thing I feel bad about is the last thing, is the guys in there now, I have nothing against.
No.
They're all trying hard. Yeah. Like Justin Edwards is out there and Quentin Grimes and Oubre is out there.
They try to catch somebody's eye to make sure they see if they can stay on the roster somewhere.
Oubre's tried hard. God bless him. And has tried hard the entire season.
Yeah.
So I feel bad rooting against those guys because they're not the guys I'm mad at. I'm not mad at those guys. Those guys are just fighting for their lives.
As long as I don't see that one dude out there again, man, that's when I knew we were in trouble.
David Roddy?
Yes.
Oh, he's not on the team anymore.
You knew exactly who I was talking about.
He's not on the team anymore.
Oh, he's gone?
Yeah, he's gone.
Okay.
He had two 10-day contracts. He's gone.
Okay.
Now, if you see Alex...
That dude was in the game. I was like, what the hell are we doing?
If you see Alex Reese, you may feel the same way.
I got a relative playing?
A different Reese. He doesn't look like it.
Spelled differently?
No, spelled the same, but, I mean, he wouldn't be a very close relative of yours.
Nah. Yeah. No matter if they're white or black or what have you. Yeah. He's still part of the family.
Yeah. Well, he's a lot lighter than you.
Oh, what you trying to say?
Well, I'm just saying that you have different skin tones.
You don't have light-skinned people in my family? Do you think everybody in my family is the same complex?
I said not a very close relative.
Oh, okay. Well, when you say close, what does that mean?
Immediate
brother?
Yes. Yeah.
Well, we know he's not my brother.
Yes, he could be your cousin, I guess.
Yes,
he could be a cousin.
Yeah, Spike, everybody's not as dark as I am.
He could be a cousin.
I'm not going to let this go.
All right. I'll let it go, too. Never works out, this conversation. Never works out.
Yeah, it's all good.
Yeah.
You're part of the family.
There
you go.
Yes. A cousin.
Yes.
Not a brother. In any way.
In any sense, yes.
The text line is brought to you by Benari Jewelers. Don't settle for ordinary. Choose extraordinary. Choose Benari Jewelers at Exton and Newtown Square. Online at BenariJewelers.com.
Text line.
What is he doing to that cantaloupe? The camera person shooting the first episode of the WIP reality show.
This is the worst day Jax ever had. That is yesterday's text line.
No!
Yes. That was the first
mother
text line of yesterday.
Dude, what are you doing in there?
2 days ago.
How many vacation days do you need?
Wow, I might need
my goodness.
Well, was 2 days ago because yesterday was live.
Yeah, I might
that's right. Yesterday was live.
Yeah.
But I might need a paternity leave. Here's the first one.
Okay.
I wish they could somehow both lose. The Delaware Valley listening to Ken and Cinnaminson and Spike argue.
Yeah, that is fair. That is really a lesser of two evils scenario on that one.
Wow, you think people are big Ken's from Cinnaminson fans?
Well, he's, you know, he has his tone about him.
You guys both have a snark off.
Yes.
Snark off.
Yeah.
And it can't snark the other.
Well, the funny thing about Ken, the reason I like argue with Ken is that it never the temperature never goes up with Ken.
You guys are just shooting daggers at each other.
It's just like, it's very, but I can imagine everybody hates it. What's next?
I disagree with Joe Banner. I actually prefer that my cap hits be dead. You never know what a live cap hit will do.
Elliot's Worm.
Haven't heard from Elliot's Worm in a while.
Yeah.
He was using his own worm voice yesterday.
Yes, he was.
He was. Yeah, how about that?
Well, Elliot was getting shot at from every direction yesterday. It was Elliot versus the world. What's next?
Brandon Graham. Well, I think it's time to hang up the cleats, so I'd like to sign one of those one-day contracts to retire with the team. GM Elliot. The good news is we would love to honor you. The bad news is that it's going to need to be a two-year deal. Alex in Lancaster.
Has to be a two-year deal.
Elliot GM's got to spread out the cap hit. What's next?
A football player was cleared by a football doctor? Wow! I thought they were cleared by synchronized swimming doctors. Thanks, Elliot. Mark in Montco.
Oh, I guess we're talking about the running back with the neck injury. Yes. Yeah.
Two AJs on the team.
Yeah. Who's the better AJ? 215. What's next?
I'm just glad it's over. Jake Rosenberg.
Yeah, he probably did feel that way.
Yeah. Boy, he did a good job, but I could tell he just, again, from the very first answer, well, your entire premise is wrong. So let me start at the beginning. I love that guy, man. I love him. What's next?
Is this dude serious? The general tone of Jake Rosenberg during the interview.
Yep.
Yeah. It wasn't. I swear, man. I thought they were great questions.
I really didn't think they were dumb questions.
I didn't either. Yeah. I didn't either. But
it just shows how far we are.
That's exactly what it is. It's more or less his level. It's not our level. We're on the correct level.
The Voidier's one. I was like, could you explain Voidier's? Just like, oh, here we go. Oh, you dummy.
The whole thing was like, all right, strap in.
Yeah.
Please shut your mic off. Shut your mouth.
I swear I didn't want to ask one question. Yeah. I was like, hold on, should I even ask a question?
Yeah. I almost ended the interview after the first question. I was like, okay, this is how it's going to be. All right, what's next?
The afternoon show at 4:15 p.m. Well, actually, the permutations of the salary cap dictate a fiscal responsibility that governs all transactions. The afternoon show, 15 minutes later. Dude, I could so out-push up you! Tim and Newark.
We hurry up and got away from that.
Yep. Then the farting.
Oh, man. Got it right back to being high school.
Yep. Yeah. Is there a Fritz at 6 tonight?
No. I already worked 3 days this week. And I got to do an extra half hour tomorrow.
Oh.
Leading into Phil's baseball.
Oh, wow. How about that? Okay. So no Fritz at 6. Oh, you're going to do an extra half hour at Chickie's.
Yeah.
Okay.
Phil's Yankees tomorrow.
So who do we have next? TK?
Teeks.
Mom, before I end the show, I just got to get a drink of water.
I was going to say, my goodness, you all right over there?
You get one more minute. You couldn't just hold it together.
I couldn't because I'm going to talk about Colonial. I didn't want to ruin that. I'll ruin the show, not Colonial. All right. We'll be at Chickie's tomorrow. Hope to see you there. And if not, you can listen to the show 2 to 6. Thank you so much for listening.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast.
Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.